Good morning.
Good morning.
The Feast of the Holy Family. Yesterday, of course, as I had already indicated, I sat there and I got on the road late, so I never left Erie until about 1:30, and I got home to my, had to stop somewhere, so I got out of my house about 4 o'clock. And things were starting out pretty good. And I was looking forward to going home to be my family because things have been so hectic and that. We've been on the road so much, doing all this stuff, getting ready for Christmas here and everything else. I just thought, oh, just to have some peace at home. And so all the way home, I'm looking forward. And what happens is, what so often, is we develop expectations, right? And we have these examples of what a family is. You know, we see all the, you know, nice Christmas stories, it's a wonderful life and everything. So we have these expectations every Christmas. When we go home, we're going to have the perfect family Christmas, huh? That's why I always love the Christmas story that's going on, 20, because it's not a perfect family. You ever see the Christmas story? Yeah, anyway, and they play that 24 hours on TBS. But anyway, I love that because it's not. They all argue, fighting different things. But I had, you know, after 50 years, I should have known better. But I'm building myself up. Oh, it's just going to be nice to be with the family, da-da-da. And so we got home, and things started out well. You know, we started to eat. And then right after, we're moving the table and that. And then the dogs start fighting. So this is the first thing. My dogs, I had my two dogs, start fighting. Well, it was my mother's dog start fighting with my dogs, as a matter of fact. He's just a mean dog. And so then they really start fighting, so I push the dog out of the way, and then my stepfather starts screaming at me. One of my screams, but 10 times worse. And as he starts, I go, ooh, and I remember, it's Christmas. We're not going to fight with my stepfather. But then my brother jumped in. Now there's this big thing going on in my family, and I'm thinking, okay, I can't stand any of you. I'm leaving right here. So, but I didn't say a word. I kept my mouth shut, huh? Then my sister called me over and told me something that one of the girls had done. And now I'm like, oh, I said, okay, I don't need this stress. I have enough stress at my parish. I'm going back to the parish and I'm going to relax. So I left home at 6:15. I was there for 2 hours and 15 minutes. Got back in the car, was back here by 8. And I was frustrated, huh? Went to bed frustrated, called a friend of mine frustrated, woke up this morning frustrated. And then I thought, and now I got to celebrate Holy Family. But the reality is this. When we deal with things that aren't so holy in our own families, and we come to the parish family, and the parish family isn't so holy all the time, is it either? The pastor's a son of a so-and-so, I know. And how do we deal with all this reality? Well, the first thing as I was reflecting on this morning, is I said, you know, somewhere in my own life, I have to learn to accept my family as they are, not the way I want them to be. Huh? You know, I wanted them to go to church. Here I am, a priest. I go around the world preaching. Do you think my family would go to church on Christmas Day? My mother did. My nieces did, because my niece is getting married, and she wants to make sure. So my one niece, nobody else in my family went to church. And I'm sitting there just fuming, like, are you kidding me? I'm a priest. I go all around the world. I preach everything. And my own family can't go to church on Christmas Day. That's not my point. My point is I have to accept them where they are. If they don't want to go to church, they don't have to go to church. That kills me. But if you're a member of the family, you accept your family as they are, not the way you want them to be. And so often, we have all these expectations we put on people, but that's all about us when we have expectations, isn't it? It's all about me. If my family isn't going to church, that looks badly on me. So I get mad. Or I think about, you know, I want you to go to church, I want you to go to heaven. Nope. That's the way they decide to live. You got to accept that. The second thing for families is that you accept people where they are and who they are, and you don't try to form them in your image, and don't try to make them into your own, what you want them to be. The second thing all families need, of course, is, the second reading talked about it, is forgiveness. Huh? After my stepfather went and yelled and screamed at me, you could tell he was, it's like me when I do my stupid yelling and screaming. It's part of my family. You know, a lot of you don't get it. I am the quiet one in my family. By far. I mean, my family at Christmas is always, and the way we all get along with each other is we scream at each other. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's been my whole life. We all scream at each other just to say hi, you know, or That was stupid. What you do? It's just the way. It's the way it is. And so here it is. And so after my stepfather went and screamed, you could tell 2 seconds later he was upset that he had done that. And so he got me in the kitchen. He says, you know, Larry, I'm sorry. I said, no, Buck, you're right. Da, da, da. And there was mercy there and forgiveness was there. I still didn't want to be there, but we had peace, huh? We had to learn, and you have to learn, to forgive each other. And isn't it the hardest place to forgive is in the family? Because you've got to live there. And sometimes our feelings are most vulnerable in our families. And so, but if anything that you and I better learn is that when you're a member of a family, you better learn to bring out a lot of forgiveness. To let go of the grudges, to let go of the simple little things that hurt us. And say, you know, life is just too short. We got to learn to forgive each other. We got to learn to deal with each other as each other is. That's part of what love is. And that's what it comes down to the end. All families got to be a place of love. And when you talk about the love, this is where it gets hard, because love will kill you, won't it? When you sit there and you decide that you're going to die for your family, that you're going to put their needs in front of yours. That's why I made sure that we read the fullness of the second reading, where it talks about obedience, it talks about love, it talks about subordinativeness. And again, anyone talks about wives be subordinate to your husbands, and says, then husbands love your wives, which again, we've talked about before. That means that we both got to give our lives for each other. When we're a member of a family, it's about dying for the family. I purposely, as I was fuming inside, my mother had no idea what was going on. She was in the kitchen. And so my mother, and I didn't say anything, I didn't want to ruin my mother's Christmas. I didn't want to ruin anybody else's Christmas. Even though I was fuming inside, told everybody I loved them, Merry Christmas, we'll see you later. I got to get back to Erie, it's starting to snow. So I made excuses. I had to, at the end of everything, I had to make sure that I loved my family enough not to sit there and take my feelings and my expectations and my irritableness and push it onto them. I had to eat it and go home. Because I didn't want, my mother called me afterwards and, oh, Larry, did a nice trip back. I had absolutely no idea none of this stuff happened. As it should be. When we love people, we put their needs in front of our own. When we love people, we're going to sit there and make sure that they're okay, even if we're not. That's what it is. And when we do this, even though all our families aren't perfect, they can learn to become holy. Because no matter what, holiness is real. It's how we dwell in an imperfect world, in imperfect parishes, in imperfect families. And it's how we decide that I'm going to not let my feelings affect everybody else as much as I can. We're all human. But we're going to learn to love and lay down our lives for each other. That's what made the Holy Family holy. They were more concerned about each other than they were about themselves. If we're going to take our imperfect families and make them holy, it'll begin when we accept people where they are, when we learn to forgive them, and we learn to put their needs in front of our own by being people of love. You got it? Get it? You gonna live it? You better. May Adrian know his love today and forever. Amen.